Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, right now we are joined with Houston Texans All-Pro defensive lineman J.J. Watt. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us here, JJ. Real quick, we just need to clear something up. We had a conversation yesterday, and we were trying to figure out, I wonder what song, if JJ Watt heard it, puts him right back in Madison, Wisconsin. Like that song you hear when you were in college, where you were like, yes, this was it. I said the Stanky Leg, which everybody said you're crazy as hell, Ron. There is no chance in hell JJ Watt thinks 2009 and 2010,
zero
Stanky
chance.
Lick.
I'm
holding on to it. Clint said Eric Church. What's the song that comes to mind, JJ?
No, it's Jump Around, easily.
Yes! I should have known it! Camp Randall, yeah. Damn it! Come on! Yes! Oh, you're right, Jump Around. So that puts you in it. All right, man. JJ, yeah. Thanks for jumping on. Man, you guys hit the practice field for the first time today. I'm just curious. Anthony Weaver, his first time as the defensive coordinator at practice. How are things different from him running the defense and running practice as opposed to Romeo Crennel from last year?
Well, I mean, for me personally, obviously, with Weave being a D-line coach as well as a D-coordinator, that's the main difference from our perspective, is that Weave is in charge of the entire defense. So he obviously has some more responsibilities, which he's doing an incredible job with. Whereas Rack obviously oversaw the whole defense and Weave was just with the D-line. So from a personal standpoint, there's that, which doesn't necessarily change a whole lot of things because Weave's done a great job his whole career of juggling different jobs as it is. But then overall, I mean, Weave's done a great job with the guys of teaching them, of coaching them, of getting them where they want to be, making sure the communication is right. And Rack is still out there every day, which is great too with his experience, his knowledge. We're very fortunate to have such a great staff and to have those two guys really leading the way.
JJ, we got one guy over there in Sean Pendergast that's here with Sports Radio 610, one of the 10 that gets to watch you guys every day over there. What is he saw you today in practice for the first time? He's a little bit giddy, man. What's the plan to get JJ Watt plugged into this defense in this crazy year between now and the 10th of September?
Yeah, we have a good plan in place. You know, I'm a guy who always wants to be full tilt 24/7. And I think that one thing that I've learned is, especially this year more than ever, when you don't have the preseason games, you don't necessarily have those windows of time to kind of go off of a checklist of, okay, we're going to do this by then, or we're going to do this by then. We've created a really good plan where I'm not necessarily going to be out there every single day, but we're going to create a plan to build up to the ultimate goal, which is the first game of the season, the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Bill and Jack have done a great job of sitting down with me and individualizing that plan. And I'm excited about it, even though on days I'm sure I'll be chomping at the bit and wishing I could hop out there. But today was great. Today I did a bunch of work with the D-line, did a bunch of one-on-ones. So had a great day and enjoyed being in pads. There's nothing like putting the pads on for the first time in training camp and getting to pop the pads and hit somebody and, you know, kind of putting that first bull rush out there.
JJ, I don't want to take you to a sour taste in your mouth moment with the Texans, man. But I'm an old film guy. I'm an old quarterback, man. I'm a film guy. And on the defensive side of the ball, what did the film show you from last year versus Kansas City? We all know what happened. We all know it's a bad taste in everybody's mouth. What did that film show you specifically on the defensive side of the ball that you have to correct on September the 10th to win this big time ball game to kick off the NFL season?
Yeah, I mean, there's things from that that apply to the overall defense as a whole that we need to do throughout the entire year. The red zone is a big one for us. We really want to make sure that we improve in the red zone. We want to get off the field on third down. Tackling, obviously, we want to improve upon. And when it comes to getting off the field on third down, one of the biggest keys to that is obviously putting yourself in a good position by being successful on first and second down. So you got to stop the run early on, put yourself in good third and long situations so that you can get after the quarterback and get off the field. And then, like I said, with the red zone, you don't want to let them get down there in the first place, but if they do, you got to hold them to field goal opportunities or get the ball back and give it to your offense.
JJ, I know you've been hearing these Chiefs, man, I know it's a sour taste, and I'm wondering, is this in any way bulletin board material? You got Chris Jones coming out saying, let's win 5 Super Bowls. You got Tyreek Hill saying, let's win 7. He said they're chasing Jordan. To hell with Tom Brady, who is in the NFL. I know you hear it. Is there extra added motivation for September 10th?
The day that I need extra added motivation is the day that I'll hang on my cleats. I don't ever need any extra added motivation. I don't think any guys in our locker room do. We're just as fired up as we could ever be for game one, and anything that you can put on top of that is gravy because we're ready to roll.
JJ, you mentioned hanging up the cleats, man. It brings me to this. You're one of the best to ever do it. I mean, the future for you in terms of where you're going to rank in the NFL, in the history of the NFL, is, hell, it's all but written, man. I mean, right now you're playing for nothing but the love of the game. I don't doubt that's what you've always done, but what's the future look like for JJ Watt? What's the plan? Do you have any goals up there beyond today?
Yeah, I've still got some more stories to write, and I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate the kind words, but I've still got some more stories to write. It's nowhere near over, and I'm really looking forward to going out there. Obviously, there's one main goal that I've been working towards since day one here. I mean, I want to bring a championship to this city, and that's always and forever will be the number one goal in terms of my football career. Beyond that, there's obviously other goals that come along with it and that help you reach that goal that I'm working towards, but I still have a lot left to write.
On those lines, JJ, is there any sense of, I don't know if fear is the right word, but any sense of, like, my career will be incomplete or people will view me less than if you don't get to a Super Bowl?
No, but obviously that's the goal, is to have that on the resume. But in terms of what you accomplish as a player, I mean, you go out there and you do the absolute best you can every day, every year. And at the end, I mean, how everybody else judges you doesn't matter. I mean, if you did what you could do and your family is proud and you're proud of the way you went about things, and you set yourself and your family up, you know, financially for the rest of your lives, and you're fortunate to be in a great situation where you got to play a game you love, and it never once felt like actual work, I don't think you could ever classify that as a failure. Now, do I more than anything want to have that on my resume? Absolutely. But I also have to look at it from a big picture perspective and be very thankful and grateful for the chance that I've gotten to play this game and to literally have my dream job come true. So I'll never classify that as a failure.
You're listening to All World defensive lineman JJ Watt right here on Houston Sports Leaders Sports Radio 610. Man, you've been really outspoken, which I really appreciate. You've been really outspoken as one of the leaders in the NFL in terms of the players. After seeing the success rate with the NBA and the NHL as they have been in bubbles and seeing kind of the struggles that Major League Baseball has had, would you as a player be – would you be open to a bubble in the NFL?
I think it would be extremely difficult logistically. I think that's the honest truth, is just trying to figure out how, with the massive size of teams and staffs that go with the teams and everything that comes along with that, just figuring out a way to actually logistically make that happen would be extremely difficult. I think that the plan that we have right now, with the daily testing, with the contact tracing, with the protocols in the system. Like I've said the whole time, there is no way to make it 100% risk-proof. There will always be some form of risk that comes along with this. But as long as you're doing everything possible to minimize those risks and the people involved understand the risks and they accept those, or they have the option to opt out, then that's the best that you can do. So do I think that it's necessarily logistically feasible to have an NFL bubble? I really don't know. I mean, I'm sure, yes, in an ideal world with an unlimited amount of funds and everything, you could. But I think that what the plan that has been created right now is the best logistical plan that could be created within the scheme of things.
JJ, with everything you just mentioned in mind, man, I mean, how nervous or not nervous are you about playing a game against an opponent? Not the Texans, not the inter-squad scrimmages and things of that nature where you know how everything's being handled and you know it's on the up and up and you know these guys, you know, Cal McNair spent millions of dollars to be safe. How nervous are you about going against the Chiefs in this instance? Obviously, they're your first opponent. You guys have been labeled the guinea pig, so to speak, for the NFL. I mean, that's got to be a little bit nerve-wracking, not knowing how they're handling it, how people outside of Houston are handling it, to go out there and just go balls to the wall the way that J.J. Watt always has, right?
Yeah, but as long as they're testing every day and the daily testing leads right up to the game, I don't see any reason why that my nervousness would be any higher, because we're testing every single day. They're testing every single day. So as long as everybody's been negative all the way up until that point, there's no reason to believe that you're putting yourself at any higher risk. So that's the point of the daily testing. Now, once you start to separate and spread out the testing over time, then you do start to increase the concern level. But as long as the daily testing is in place and they've all tested negative and we've all tested negative, I don't see those concerns.
Hey, let's shift gears a little bit, man, and talk about some of your teammates, man. I'm an old quarterback, so I greatly appreciate offensive line play. You guys have Laremy Tunsil. The Texans made him the highest paid offensive lineman in the league. And you got Titus Howard, a first round pick with some big time high expectations. You go against these guys every day, man. I mean, nobody knows any better than you in terms of what they're capable of, where they're at right now. Tell us about how lucky Deshaun Watson is to have those two tackles anchoring this offensive line.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, and we're lucky to have them. Very happy for Laremy, obviously getting what he deserves. He's a great player in this league, and I think that Titus has done a great job as well. And the O-line as a whole, you got Max, you got Nick and Zach, and I think those guys have done a good job, and I think they're going to continue to gel and grow and progress and get even better. And Deshaun feels comfortable back there, and the more comfortable he feels, the more he can do his job even better and not have to worry about what's going on in front of him. He can just keep his eyes downfield, and the more hits we can take off of him, the better, because obviously he's the key piece.
J.J. Watt with us, all-pro defensive tackle for the Houston Texans. I want to get you out on this, J.J. I thought your head coach, Bill O'Brien, said something really, really powerful today, and I just kind of want to get your response to it. This is what Bill said earlier today as he spoke to the media. I'm curious your thoughts on this.
You see the possibilities of the team, but at the end of the day, having done this for a while now, the proof is in the pudding, right? So we do. We have a lot of good players. We got a great quarterback. Tim does a great job. I'm able to concentrate on other things, more of the full team picture. I'm able to meet with players a little bit more on the other side of the ball, defensively or on special teams, you know, things like that. So it allows me to hopefully be a better head coach. You know, we've won a lot of games here the last 2 years, but we're not where we want to be.
In reference to now giving up and delegating the play calling duties, talking about being a better head coach, when you hear your head coach speak that, what's your response to that?
Yeah, you know, I think that this year more than ever, obviously, there's so many things going on that have to be handled from a very high level perspective, whether it's the COVID testing, whether it's protocols in place, it's figuring out how you get tryout guys or free agent guys in here, and how do you manage your roster, and how do you make sure the team is practicing at the right time and lifting at the right time, but also staying socially distanced. There's so many things that go into being the head coach or the GM of a football team right now at this time. And I think that having the freedom to be able to do those things while also being able to interject himself within the offense or the team as it relates to a football standpoint is certainly beneficial, and I think he's done a great job with it. And I do think that, like I've said from day one, with everything that's going on here, I think OB and Jack have done a great job with setting up this facility, for making players feel safe, for making them feel like they can just go to work and do what they have to do. And I do think that part of that comes from that, where he has that ability to oversee everything from that perspective, and also have great people underneath them, and Tim and Weave taking care of their respective sides of the ball.
JJ, who's the most, I guess, the opposing player that's the toughest for JJ Watt to match up against, and why? Take us inside 99's helmet, man. Give us a little inside to what in the heck is the toughest snap, the toughest rep for JJ Watt in the NFL season.
You know, one of the guys I love battling against all the time is retired Marshall Yanda. I love battling against Marshall Yanda because from early on, my rookie year, in second year in the league, you know, we had some great battles and we went back and forth. And he's a guy who always goes all the way to the whistle. You know, he's always going to battle you. His hands, his technique, his footwork is always going to be great, and he's going to battle you all the way to the whistle. You know, he's not a guy that once he gets beat, is just going to throw his hands up. He's going to try and get on your hip and push you past the quarterback, and I always appreciated that. And there's a bunch of guys in the league that have that same mentality, and I think that's always the those are always the guys you respect the most, and they're always the toughest to play against because you know that every single player you're going to get the absolute best out of them, and you know it's going to go all the way until the whistle every single time. So you have to bring your best 24/7, and they're going to bring their best, and at the end of the day, that's a true competition right there. It's a lot of fun. It's like a battle where you know everybody's bringing their best shot, and it just comes down to who can perform and execute better.
JJ, we appreciate you joining us and taking the time out. I know you got a busy schedule. Good luck with training camp and the rest of the season.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.